Ed Bly and Rising Tide Spirits are back again with a new release of Old Stubborn Bourbon. And this release of Old Stubborn is a premium hand marriage of 10, 11, and 12-year cask strength, barely filtered pot still bourbon. It comes in at a staggering 123.8 proof. And the flavoring grain for this one, which the last one was wheated, but this time it's now rye. Rich, sweet, and bold with a long finish that's sure to be another eye-opener. You can order online at Sealbox or thebourbonconcierge.com, and you can even purchase in person at Revival Vintage Spirits, and even now with very few select stores in Kentucky. You can get it now while you can, but be sure to do it because it's not going to last long.
And they're off for another Gift270 2020 Unicorn Raffle. Your $20 ticket gives you not one, but two chances to win from our lineup of 20 Woodford Reserve treasures, including the grand prize, the rarest unicorn yet, the Woodford Reserve Kentucky Derby 150 Baccarat Edition. Only 150 bottles were made and is just like the one the Derby winning owner receives. Quit horsing around and get your $20 tickets now at Give270.org. Charitable gaming license ORG 0002703.
Hey everyone, welcome back. It's another Whiskey Quickie, and today we're looking at a new one from High and Wicked, which was your nickname in high school, right?
Yeah. I don't even know what to say, but it's probably a true descriptor.
Just messing with
it. It wasn't until college. That was my college nickname, High and Wicked.
Oh, man. All right, so this is the High and Wicked Straight Rye Whiskey. So a little bit long here to kind of go over this, but this is actually made of a mash bill of 91% rye and 9% malted barley. This is actually fermented with sour mash, but it was all distilled at New Riff. The mash begins at New Riff's famed aquifer water, full-bodied, limestone-rich, and it's also, of course, 100 feet below the distillery. They must have just struck gold when they found that one. Could you imagine just like going through the parking lot and just drilling and going, what do you know? Aquifer.
It's Kentucky. There's a lot of limestone aquifers every 10 feet down.
There you go. It's like, instead of like being Texas drilling for oil, just drill for aquifers around here.
Yep, pretty much.
Yeah. Then it travels through an all copper distillation path, meaning that every point the mash is heated and contacting copper from the beer heater to the stills, condenser, piping, and everything in between. So this is aged a minimum of 5 years in seasoned medium toast, number 4 charred American white oak barrels from Independence Dave. That also comes from Missouri, but this is, again, distilled, aged, blended, and bottled entirely in Kentucky. It is 98.2 proof and has an SRP of $80.
Man, I love how they really romanticize the copper.
Yes.
Coming in, but it is true. I mean, coming in contact with the copper makes it.
That's why we run flex lines in our distillery.
That's right. Yeah. Pure PVC.
Yeah, there we go. All right, on with the nose.
Okay. It's
very rye forward.
I mean, there's a subtle hint of brown sugar, but it's a lot of baking spices, mintiness, herbal tea, rye profile nose.
I get that sort of dill kind of thing that's going on there as well, but on with the taste.
Tastes pretty good. It's got some almost like brown sugar buttery kind of flavors. Then there's that, baking spices, so like nutmeg, kind of pumpkin spice, all those kind of flavors, and then a little bit of hint of that herbal mint tea kind of thing going on the back end. It's pretty light, but it's really viscous on the front end and just kind of falls flat on the back end, but it's front mid palate. It's great.
Yeah, it almost kind of gets this funkiness on the very end of it as well.
Yeah.
Don't know really how to describe it other than just like a little bitter, but you definitely get some of the traditional rye notes that do come out of there, some of your dill, some of your pickles and all that sort of stuff as well.
But I love the front mid-palate. It's nice and buttery.
It is. Well, let's go ahead and let's rate this. So on the nose, what do you think?
Thumbs up. I liked it.
There we go. And the taste?
Thumbs up. I really enjoyed it.
And the finish?
Sideways. As it sits there, it's a little funky on the finish. Kind of earthy, weird. But overall, really well done for the first release.
I think so, too. And that is a review of High and Wicked's Kentucky Straight Rye Whiskey. With that, cheers, everybody, and we'll see you next time.
Toodles.